Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. Boy, oh boy, do we have so much to talk about. Of course, I would like to welcome you to another Banger Sports Ethos presentation brought to you by FanDuel. Guys, we have 11 games, and there were so many. This is like a cursed day in the NBA. It was just a ridiculous amount of injuries, man. Let's just get started. We'll talk about the action. We'll get to them piece by piece. So, first game of the day. Let's get these screens up. The Milwaukee Bucks trying to string together a couple dubs. They get the dub against the Charlotte Hornets, 123-113. Giannis is back, of course. So, I mean, that helps tremendously, to be fair. Otherwise, I don't think they would have won this game. First game of the day. Yes, first injury of the day. I think you see that low 7 minutes played in this one. Miles Bridges went down with an ankle sprain, and very quickly after, he was immediately ruled out. I have no idea when he will return. If he got ruled out that fast, that's probably not good, just so you know. You might be missing maybe 2 weeks or so just to get him right. He usually is pretty consistent with the health, like the durable guy out of the group, especially compared to LaMelo and Brandon Miller. McCann's down too, so Jesus Christ, this team is in real strife right now. If that happens, that's going to be more for Colin Sexton. You'll get more Tijon Salon, who's actually been playing pretty well. We'll talk about him. We'll talk about him in a second. I have a couple of thoughts on him. You may get more Josh Green and so-and-so. Khan doesn't seem like he's too far away. Khan might be back in the next 2-3 games, which is obviously, like, great. So if anything happens, we'll just get more usage for Khan, Brandon Miller, and LaMelo Ball. So first player, of course, we talked about Miles Bridges. Brandon Miller, look at this guy. Hey, it was going to happen eventually. I was very high on Brandon Miller this season. And when I see stuff like this, it makes me very happy. 31 points for Brandon Miller with 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 triples. 9-22 from the field. Not desirable. I'd want you to hit more. But the good thing is he is being confident about his shot. He got to the line a lot. He got 10 of 12. That is great. That is good, especially on good volume. That is really good. He's shooting some threes. He's getting more confident. He's, like, dunking on people. He's getting blocks. He blocked Giannis. Great game. This is good. We're trending up. There's two ways you can look at it. You can be like, oh, bro's going to get hurt in a couple weeks. You would go so high now. Or if you're on my side of the boat, you're realizing, oh, well, this is just the beginning. This is going to get better from here. It may not be as big scoring nights, but the efficiencies start coming around as he was shooting around 460 just not too long ago. Just give him some time. Give him some time. LaMelo Ball didn't shoot well either, but he still gave you 26-2-7 with a steal. 6 triples. Thanks, brother. I'll absolutely take that on a fine Monday. The last Monday of the year, guys. Oh, my God. On 9-23 shooting and 2-2 from the field. Don't worry about the shooting. That's totally fine. Musa Diabate is running hot with Ryan Kalkbrenner out, and he's balling, man. 34 minutes. He had 14-9, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 6-9 shooting, 2-2 from the line. That's a beautiful line, man. I know Kalkbrenner is the center of the future. To be fair, Musa Diabate is like around his same age. I don't know if anybody knows that. Like, they're literally almost the same age because Kalkbrenner was, you know, he spent his 4 years in college. It'll be interesting, man. He's making a case. I think they still roll Kalkbrenner long term, but really impressed with what Musa Diabate is putting up right now. And on some lower guys, you got Josh Green, might be someone to keep an eye on with Miles Bridges out. 10 points and 2 rebounds. You had a strong shooting day. I don't know what this is. For Colin Sexton, 16 points, 1 rebound, 8 dimes, 3 triples, 6-12 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. We know he can be efficient when he scores, and he could add some assists. Given what's going on right now in Charlotte, you probably want to grab him. I could see an uptick in his minutes just because, I mean, they're going to need more because basically they're – two of the big usage guys are out. Tijon Salon had 27 minutes. I'm interested in him. I want to see his shot get better. He was shooting really high, and then he just doesn't shoot at all. But 3 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. He gets big rebound numbers. He can kind of shoot the ball a little bit. He gave you a triple to go along with that. I think he's still more deeper leagues, but it's like keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on him, especially if things break his way. This might be a season where he starts to look better, and we can start grabbing him in 12-team leagues. we'll go ahead and take a look at the Milwaukee Bucks. Of course, Giannis, I mean, dude's just a beast. He only played 25 minutes and gave you 24, 4, and 7, 1 steal on 68% shooting. Luckily, it was only 2 of 4 from the field. Nothing bigger than that. He's Giannis, man. I don't really know what to say. Wait till he gets back to 33 minutes and he's going back to 30, 11, and 6 with a steal on the block. Same old. What I'm really impressed of in this game is Miles Turner, man. 23, 6, 1 assist, 4 blocks, 3 triples, 58%. Bro, we pray for times like this, guys. He also shot 6-6 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. That's what you'd want. Just like, let's be consistent, buddy, please. Please. That's all I ask. Just be consistent. Ryan Rollins still stayed in the starting lineup. Thank God. I don't know why he ever got removed. He had 13, 3, and 4 with 2 steals and 2 triples. Just had a bad shooting night, 3 of 10 from the line. But I like the 5 of 6 from the free throw stripe. That's really good. Kevin Porter Jr. is getting massive minutes. He played 37 and gave you 16, 5, 11, 2 steals on the block with 1 triple on 46% shooting and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He's going to do a lot, man. Like, Doc Rivers gave this man a green light to do whatever he wants. So, he's going to do it. I don't blame him. AJ Green still in the starting lineup. I don't know. You probably don't need him in 12-team leagues. He had that, like, little run where he's kind of putting up some value, but I don't think it's going to hold. 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple on 2 of 6 shooting from the field. Yeah, I think he's more of a deeper league guy, too. I mean, the same goes for Bobby Portis, although he got extremely high. I don't know what this is. 25 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 8 of 12 shooting. Good shooting. 5 triples. Whoa, buddy. And 4-4 from the free throw line. Yeah, man. That's just a good game. Deeper leagues for sure, especially with Giannis back. You can hold, especially if you kind of want to do like a handcuffing thing, like fantasy football. You just kind of keep the backup just in case. Totally understand. But you don't need to roster him. He got hot. If you held and played him on 11-game day, you just came up. That was good. Same for Kyle Kuzma, who also kind of plays that power forward role, small forward role. He only had 25 minutes and had 6, 5, 2, and 2 steals with 3 of 7 shooting. He has been relegated to a deeper league role himself. Good stuff, though. The Bucks need some wins, or Doc Rivers is probably getting fired because he's not that good of a coach. Just going to be honest. All right. Next game of the day, we're going ahead and check on the Washington Wizards and the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns get the dub here. No Mark Williams, no problem. They did not need him to get this dub. It was the Wizards. It kind of just lucked out. That is one game suspension happened to be around this time. But they went 115-101 over the Wizards. We'll go ahead and check on the Wizards first. And dude, Trey Johnson can score. He can really score. 24 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal, 5 triples, 9 of 12 from the field. Absurd shooting, by the way, and 1-on-1 from the free throw line. I am absolutely not banking on that because he shot 9-12 from the field. But what is good to know is that he can score, and he can score a lot. And at one point during the season, because we know the Wizards aren't going anywhere, there's going to be an opportunity for him to get plenty of playing time down the stretch, and they're going to let him loose. And don't be surprised if you get a couple 30 balls close to a 40. I won't say he'll score 40, but you might get a couple 30 balls in there, and you just take it. What you would want to see, though, unfortunately, long term, dude has no peripherals. It's just 1 rebound, 2 assists. He gave you a steal. Cool, I'll take it. But, like, there's none there. And that's a little bit more concerning long term. It should come around. I hope he can develop it just like, you know, like that quintessential or the prototype shooting guard line, like a 23-3, kind of like a Zach LaVine. But he actually, you know, can add like a steal or a defense or a block from time to time. That'd be great. You would want to see that at best, but like the peripherals are a little disappointing. There was no Keyshawn, no Chris Middleton in this game as well. So you had Jameer Watkins moving to starting lineup. He had 3 points and 4 rebounds. Nothing you need to worry about. Bilal Koulibaly, sorry, he's putting in a couple better games. 13, 7, and 3 with the block. Shooting's rough. It's always, like I said, it's always going to be like this or that. So we're going to be like in the middle where it looks completely real. 3 of 8 shooting from the field, 2 triples, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Alex Saar, after he gave you that monster game yesterday, he was tired. We'll just say that he was tired. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I'll take the 3 defensive stats, but 1 of 5 shooting. Good to see him play back to backs. That's a positive sign because we were a little worried about his the injury that he had, but he's playing him. So we take those. CJ McCollum at 17, 3 and 4, 2 steals, 2 blocks. You got 4 defensive stats out of CJ McCollum. That's crazy. Hey, man, he ended your rear, the ended your year properly, the 2025. 6 to 13 from the field, 5 to 6 from the free throw line. You had 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists from Bob Carrington. He added 2 triples to that. 4 of 8 from the field. That's cool. I think he maybe is more profiling as a 14-team league guy. But if you want to hold and 12-team leagues, I understand. It could get better. Justin Champagne had some extra run with all the guys out. He had 11-6 with a steal, 1 triple, and 4 of 9 shooting. Not good free throw shooting, 2 of 4. But he's a good rebound steals guy whenever he gets minutes. And Will Riley also had 10 points and 5 rebounds in his time on the court. As for the Suns, I mean, the main dudes were crazy. Devin Booker, 22, 6, and 5, 1 steal, bad shooting, 35% on a lot of volume is not good. And he gave you 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Jesus Lord. With 1 triple, still he's putting up the numbers. He's not the first rounder that people thought he was going to be. I am pretty adamant on that, and that's why I kind of avoided him in every draft that I had. But he still is going to be like a solid like top 40, top 30 guy. It's just Devin Booker, man. He's going to put up big numbers some nights, and you're going to love him for it. Colin Gillespie, true baller, 25 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 5 triples, 10 to 14 from the field. Dude, he's nuts, man. I'm actually really impressed, and I did not see this until I had to learn from the great Brew himself. He's a hooper, man. That's cool to see. He should be on rosters probably rest of the season, even when Jalen Green and Grayson Allen come back. He probably has a role for sure. Also, Iguodara moved into the starting lineup with no Mark Williams. He gave you 6 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals on 2 of 3 shooting, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. You probably didn't have to stream on 11 game day, but if you did, it's cool. Royce O'Neal had 15, 5, and 4 with the steal. 5 triples. All of his shots that he made were triples, but he actually shot 5 of 8 from the field. That's cool. You still roll with him until Grayson Allen gets back, and then we reassess. And Dylan Brooks just knows how to score. 26 points and 3 rebounds. Oh, he gave you 3 rebounds. I apologize. 3 triples, 8 of 20 from the field, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. I'm still confused as to why Dylan Brooks is getting 20 shots a game, but I am not the coach of the Phoenix Suns. So what does it matter what I think? He is a scorer. He can get some steals. That's pretty much it. To be fair, he's sitting around the top 120 range. So it looks good because it's points, and everybody looks at points and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. He scores 20 plus points. I must have him on my team. You don't, unless you just want him as a scoring specialist. Because that's basically what he is. Off the bench, by the way, you had Jordan Goodwin, who had 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples on 6 of 14 shooting from the field. We know he's a good per-minute guy when he gets some run, and he got some run in this game, and he made it count. Good stuff from the Phoenix Suns. They are kind of cruising, man. They were better than I thought they were going to be this season. That's good to see. We got the Golden State Warriors, the Unction, getting the dub over the Young Cats over at the Brooklyn Nets, 120 to 107. We'll go ahead and check on the Nets. MPJ, dude, you know what's crazy? Given what just happened in Denver, yes, we'll get to it. I know. Given what just happened at Denver, man, they kind of need MPJ right now, dude. Oh, my God. What a turn of events. Michael Porter Jr. had 27, 9, and 5, 3 steals, 5 triples, 10 to 18 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Dude is crazy. That was not a fair trade as far as, oh, Cam Johnson is just as good as Michael Porter Jr. Cam Johnson did that 18 points. Michael Porter Jr. is doing 20 plus. He's averaging about 25, I think. An absurd number in the same role that Cam Johnson was. They're not the same player. MPJ had all the talent in the world. He just like shrunk his role to fit into the system of the Denver Nuggets. This is crazy, dude. I don't know what happens. There's two ways you can look at it. You can just keep rolling with this. He gets traded, but then he gets traded to a team with a bigger role. It won't be this, but it'll be, you know, something in between the Nuggets and this now. And you keep him. And then he profiles as like a top 60, top 50 player rest of the season. Or they keep him going. He plays till he gets shut down. They're not trying hard. We already know they're not this season. Although they're racking up wins just because, like, dude's good. Like, he's good. And you just kind of like, dang, man, silly season's here. And now he's not playing. two ways you can look at it. You keep rolling, you sell hot, or you keep rolling and you just see how it goes. Maybe he gets traded and he goes to a good situation, or you sell high and you just let it be. Either way, I wouldn't fault you for either, because this is crazy, man. He's been absolutely balling this season. Yegor Yeoman, shout out the rookie, man. 23 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 7 triples, 7 of 17 from the field. Oh, all the shots he made were triples. Dude, by the way, 14 of his 17 shots were from 3. Yo, that's a crazy shot diet. Means he only took 3 shots either mid-range or at the rim. According to our dynasty god, Mark, he just can't go to the rim. I haven't got a chance to watch him play like that. I'm going to agree with him here, and that makes total sense why he only shot all those threes. I think he's worth a pickup. He's starting to play better. It's going to be rocky, man. It's a rookie point guard. But he's doing better. I actually have him in one league. I will say that. And I was starved in that league, but I think it was worth a pickup, and I'm actually kind of happy with what I got. Nick Claxton, filling the line. Love this from him. 15 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 7-9 shooting, 1-3 from the free throw line. Understandable. Good stuff, though. That's a huge line. I'll take it any day. He's doing what he needs to do. Noah Clowney had 11-5-2 with 2 steals, 2 triples, 3-8 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. You can roster Noah Clowney. You can also not roster Noah Clowney. I think he's doing enough for 12 team leagues, but, you know, I mean, of course, it's all team fit and everything else. Cam Johnson, by the way, is still around. He played 19 minutes off the bench. He had 13 points and 2 rebounds on 5-12 shooting, 1 triple and 2-2 from the field. He should continue to ramp up, but I don't know. I don't know how much he does long term. And he's kind of like he does a little bit more than Dylan Brooks, I think, in the peripherals, but he's a points guy and he gets a lot of points and people love points. Although he's going to score more probably than Dylan Brooks is doing. Now, to go on to check on the unction and see what's happening over here. It was mostly the big two. What it looks like. Jimmy Butler had 21-5-4, 1 steal, 5-9 from the field, 11-12 from the free throw line. That's just Jimmy Butler. I don't even know what else to say. Good. Cool. Steph Curry had 27-2-5 with the steal, 5 triples, 8-15 from the field, 6-7 from the free throw line. Banger line. Another day at the office. Moses Moody's in the startup. He had starting lineup. He had 4 points on 1-8 shooting. I will pass. You do not need to roster him. If they have back-to-backs and these guys are out, sure. But I don't know, man. He's so inconsistent. I wouldn't trust it. Draymond Green had 7 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block on 1-3 shooting. 5-6 on the free throw line is good. Draymond Green is like back-end 12-teamer. You can roster him, but then you also couldn't. You'd probably be fine, to be honest with you. They also had a couple of guys that had 10, 11 points off the bench. DeAnthony Melton had 10, 8, and 1 with 2 steals and a block. I love that from DeAnthony Melton. I think he is someone you should absolutely look at in deeper leagues. He had 4-6 shooting and 2-2 from the free throw line. Just because his fantasy game is so good, you should absolutely consider him. Brandon Podziemski only got 20 minutes in this when he had 7-2-2 with the triple. I mean, he's okay to roster. It's just like some games are good. It's just not consistent enough. He wanted Steph to hand the keys over to him. Yeah, it's probably not happening. Trayce Jackson-Davis had 11-6-1, 1 steal, 2 blocks on 5-6 shooting, 1-2 from the field. I want to get excited about this, but I don't know how long he's going to be in the rotation because it's Steve Kerr. You just don't know. You can grab it, but like be ready to drop him like fairly quickly. Who knows, man? He can put up numbers, though. He can put up good big man numbers if you are ever in need. Besides that, you had solid games from the rookie. 10 points, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple, 4-7 shooting from Will Richard. And you had, I'm just doing a little scroll through, you had 10 points and 1 assist from Gary Payton. A lot of these guys kind of just filled in and did some back-end work while the two main guys did the rest of the damage. Good stuff for the Warriors. They are starting to get some wins. Look at that. The unction lives on. Oh, God. Yeah, we're here. This is crazy, man. Like, just to think, like, the number one player in fantasy may be down for some time. It's kind of absurd. The Miami Heat win it 147-123 over the Denver Nuggets. And 19 minutes into the game, Nikola Jokic went down. It looks like Spencer Jones stepped on his foot. But instead of grabbing at his foot, Nikola Jokic grabbed at his knee. Now, it didn't look like it was any type of bend as far as lateral left-right. but he may have hyperextended it. We have no word on what it is. It was not good that he had rolled on the ground and was rolling around and then got up and he could barely walk. He was like walking really bad with a limp. A little concerned, a little sad, to be quite honest with you. It sucks when you see some of the guys at the top of the board go down. But injury can happen to anybody. Nikola Jokic finished with 21-5-8, 1 triple, 9-14 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. Was on pace for another triple-double because that's just what he does. And now he might be missing time. With that being said, that means that Jonas Valanciunas, man, he finds a way to stay relevant. Most likely is going to be the guy you want to grab. He had 6-4-1 with one block, 100% shooting from the field, only took 3 shots, though, in his 15 minutes. I think you could bank on Nikola Jokic at least missing a week minimum. I think you can bank on that. So you might better get 2 to 3, maybe 4 games out of Jonas. I do it just because you just drop him in IL and you go pick up the next guy. I do it. It's worth it. If you're bidding, I mean, I don't know how bad it is. That's up to you. If you have like a fat budget, you just kind of got to gauge, know your league mates and how bad they want things. But I'd grab him. I'd absolutely grab him. This means that literally the only person that's going to do work is literally Jamal Murray. That's it. It's just, and it's crazy to be honest, to be fair, this does not help Jamal Murray. You would think like, oh my God, Jamal Murray's got all his usage. No, Jamal Murray is good because he has Nikola Jokic with him. Not saying that he's not a bad ball player, but that helps takes a lot of attention off of Jamal Murray. There's no one else. Like, there's no Cam Johnson. There's no Aaron Gordon. There's no Christian Brown. They have Peyton Watson, and you're going to need some Tim Hardaway hoops to save you sometimes. But they're going to ball, like, ball hound Jamal Murray. So just be prepared if he has a couple of rough days. 20.6 rebounds, 11 dimes, 1 steal, 2 triples, 9-21 from the field, which is 43% for Jamal Murray. He's still like a first rounder, but it might get a little harder for him, and he's really going to have to ball out to get some dubs here. Spencer Jones actually had a good shooting night, although I don't trust it. But I mean, honestly, dude, with like everyone down, if you grabbed him, I wouldn't even be mad at you. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 1 block, 5 triples, 5 of 6 on the field. Insane hot shooting. Don't expect that all the time. And 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Peyton Watson should be doing more. 11 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 of 10 shooting, 3 of 4 from the field. Cool. He's going to have to do more. He doesn't have a choice. Tim Hardaway Jr., going to have to do more. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 triples, 6 of 13 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. I mean, you may see more from Bruce Brown, which you should. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 triple, 7 of 9 shooting from him in 25 minutes. That's a lot of hot shooting. I don't expect that to stick, but they need all they can get. They need all they can get. The big hole, like I said, the big pickup is Jonas Valanciunas, and we just hope and pray that Nikola Jokic is not out for a long period of time. Miami Heat, they crushed them. They rolled them. No Jokic, that team is barbecue chicken, man, unfortunately. Norman Powell had 25, 1-4 and a steal, 3 triples, 9-16 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. I keep telling you guys it's so high, but like, I don't know, dude. Is Tyler Hero coming back? Is he? Just hold him. If you held, I'm glad you didn't listen to me. Kelly Ware had 19 points, 9 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 triples, 8 of 12 shooting. Like I said, his game profile is like top 40 because he's also a good free throw shooter. It's insane. And he did that in 23 minutes, by the way. Didn't need much. Bam Adebayo, a better game than what he's been doing. 13 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 5 of 10 shooting from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. I mean, they absolutely mauled these guys, and it was a lot easier of a matchup once Nikola Jokic went down. But it's good to see him have a good game, especially with Kelly Oubre in the lineup. Andrew Wiggins, man, what is this? 19 points from Andrew Wiggins. Also, 5 rebounds, 6 dimes, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 4 triples. Bro, yo, that is crazy. 6 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. That is like I can't even compare that to Kawhi's game yesterday because that's unreal. But that's pretty good for Andrew Wiggins. I'd take that any day of the week, and he didn't turn over the ball. Davion Mitchell had 10 points, 3 rebounds, 9 dimes, 2 triples. Oh, okay, I'll take 2 triples and 4 of 8 from the field. Nice assist streamer. Of course, you could always expect Jaime Jaquez Jr. to do damage, especially when there is no Tyler Hero in the lineup. 23 and 11. He had 11 assists. Really? One of two from the deep, 8-11 from the field, and 3-6. He just murdered your free throw, though. 3-6 from the free throw line. You just keep rolling with him while he's balling. Speaking of balling, Nikola Jovic, what is this? 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 dimes, 5 triples, 7-10, or 7-12 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Huh. I don't think I care, but that's cool. Drew Smith had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 triples, 4-6 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. These guys all just like kind of did something. And also, just so you know, Pell Larson went down too. We just got to mention him. I know he's no Nikola Jokic, but he went down as well. It was just a cursed day in the NBA. Good stuff, though. Miami Heat got a good dub. And, Denver Nuggets are bracing for, I don't know, real turmoil if this goes bad with this injury. Because they have nobody. This is Jamal Murray by himself. It's like the Will Smith meme in the house. It's just him. Insane. Next game of the day. Oh, Paolo wasn't able to get the dub here. But it was very close, and it was exciting. Toronto Raptors win it off the back-to-back, 107-106 over the Orlando Magic. We'll go ahead and talk about the Magic. And I had been talking crap about Paolo because Paolo, I was just like, dude, what is this, man? It's like, it's just not clicking with him. I think it clicked today. 23-15-10 with a block. Okay, triple-double. 2 triples to go with it. 9-19 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. And he had solid percentages. Whoa. He must have heard everybody talking on Twitter. Nice. That's good, man. I would want to see. I'm rooting for Paolo to be good. Because it's been so rough, man. And especially it looks like he took like a downturn this season. This is what you would want to see. Hopefully he can keep it going. Desmond Bane had 18.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, 1 triple, 6-18 from the field. Not his best shooting night, but he did have a perfect night from the free throw stripe, 5 of 5. I don't know, man. Anthony Black's just putting up crazy numbers. 27-3-3 in the steal, 2 triples. What? And he shoots free throw now? What is? Yo, I don't know where this is coming from. 9-19 from the field, 7-7 from the free throw line. Just roll with it. Like, who cares? If it falls off, like, yeah. But if it doesn't, cool. Just keep rolling with it. Wendell Carter Jr. had 9-6-2 with a steal and a block. 1 triple on 4-10 shooting. Just solid back-end production. Nothing too crazy. You had 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal out of Tyus Jones. That will most likely be Jalen Suggs' spot, who's still dealing with a hip injury when he comes back. 4 of 8 from the field, 2 triples to add to it. Cool. And nobody else kind of really did anything. Yeah, this is little stuff. We'll go ahead and check on the Raptors. And this is pretty egalitarian. I like this. Honestly, the highest points in this game was from Jamal Shedd, who had 19 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, 3 triples, 8-15 from the field. He missed both his free throws. Womp. But that's a good game, especially in deeper leagues. He should be rostered. And given some time his assist prowess, it's okay to pick him up in 12-team leagues. You had 17 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block from Brandon Ingram. He had rough shooting, 31% on 7 of 22 attempts. And 3 of 4 from the free throw line. It's a lot of shots, but at least he was able to score some of them. No 20-20 game from Scottie Barnes, but he did give you 13-11. I'll take another double-double, bro. That's what? 36 rebounds in 2 games? Boy, Jesus. 13 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 1 triple, 5 of 12 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. I mean, given yesterday's performance, yeah, bro, I'll take that easy peasy. Sandro Mamukelashvili, I think his role is at least secure for another week. They said that Jakob Poeltl will be out for at least another week. Just try and hold, dude. It's so hard. I understand I have him in 2 leagues, and I stare at it for like 4 minutes, and I'm just like, why did I draft you? But like, you got to hold because we know Jakob Poeltl is better than this. His back is actually a little cooked. Just got to give him some time. He needs some, like, time to rest to get it right. You know how backs are, man. Like, that's your support system. You can't move right. You're not blocking shots, which he's not. It's just not how it goes. So just give him some time. Just give him some time. Either way, Mamukelashvili at least has some value for at least another week. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 of 10 shooting from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Keep rolling with him. He's got some time. After a banger game from Quickly, he just, like, this is a real stinker, bro. 4 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 of 12 from the field. Thanks, man. Great way to start off my week. It'll be better than this. It just was like, that's just a bad shooting night. Hence why Jamal said probably he just played better. Because, man, Quickly only got 24 minutes. And it looks like Jamal Shea was hooping, so he got most of the time. And it led to a win, so I don't blame him. Grady Dick had 15 points off the bench. Nice. One rebound, one steal, two triples, 4-7 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. Deeper leagues only, and it's like really deep leagues. Jacoby Walter got 23 minutes still, and he had 10.7 rebounds, two steals, one triple, 2-6 from the field, and 5-6 from the free throw line. Deeper leagues also. Good stuff from these guys, though, man. They need these dubs. They don't have Yaka Porto. At least they got RJ back. He didn't play, of course, because it was back-to-back. But they need some dubs because they were on a losing streak for like quite a minute after that big winning streak that they had. Next game. Oh, boy. Yeah, man, we got more injuries, man. And this one is like, it's two injuries to like their backcourt. Like, what is happening? This is just a crazy day. Minnesota wins it 136-101 over Chicago Bulls. This is real barbecue chicken. What were they going to do? We're going to just go ahead and talk about them. Yeah, man, Kobe White might be cooked. And I hate to admit that because I drafted him a couple plays myself. He might be cooked. It's the same calf that he injured. And he got ruled out like immediately. Like, you want to know who also like came back from a calf and they re-injured their same calf? Austin Reeves. You want to know how long Austin Reeves is going to be out? About 6 weeks. Just prepare for it. Like, if it's the same calf and it's been bothering him and he's been in and out of the lineup, in and out of the lineup, yeah, man, it's not going to be good long term. So just prepare for a long outing for Kobe White. That'll mean a lot more. Oh, wait, hold on. Josh Giddey went down with a hamstring injury. I don't know. Like, what is this, man? What is this? Who did this? The end of the year. It's 29th. We were almost out. We were almost out clean. We had three more days to make it to January 1st. And look what happened. Destroyed. Destruction. Chaos. It had to happen in the NBA today. Josh Giddey went out with a hamstring injury. He got ruled out pretty quickly. 11-4-3 for Josh Giddey. 3-10 shooting, 4-4 from the free throw line. At least he gave you some good free throws on the way out. What a stud, man. One triple to add to it. Kobe White, by the way, got two assists. That's all he did, man. Oh my gosh, frustrating. So they're both out. I mean, so that whole like group of guards that I've mentioned, the Trey Jones, the Ayo Dosunmu, the Kevin Herter, bro, they got free run, man. That's a lot of minutes going back in the bucket towards them. You go grab all of them. Just go grab them all. Preferably, I would want Trey Jones and probably Ayo. I think they're gonna probably get the bigger run here, as Ayo Dosunmu did have.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
31 minutes. He had 10, 6, and 7 with a steal. 4-12 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Makes sense. Trey Jones only had 21 minutes in this one. He had 11-2-4 on 5-9 shooting, 1-2 from the free throw line. And Kevin Herter had 22 minutes. He had 8-6-1 with a block, 2 triples, 3-6 shooting. If you want more of like the assists or the profiler, you're going to get Trey Jones. He's going to give you good steals. If you want the more all-around guy, it's probably going to be Ayo, who usually has pretty good field goal percentage. If you want the pure shooter of the group, you're going to go towards Kevin Herter. I think you got to go grab them all because these guys are not going to be back by tomorrow. There's no way. I don't know how bad the injury is on Josh Giddey as far as the hamstring, but Kobe White's cooked. I think I can say that pretty safely. Unfortunately, I'm sad too. We'll talk about some of the rest of the guys, rest of the starters. Nikola Vucevic had 23-5-2 with 3 triples, 10-17 from the field. Matis Buzelas had 13-5-2 with the block, 3 triples, 5-14 from the field. Not his best shooting. He's going to have to do more, though, and hopefully his minutes don't get limited by Billy Donovan. Jalen Smith also got some extra run. There's no Zach Collins, by the way. He's going to be out for a little bit of time. 12-6-1, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 3 triples, 4-6 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Love it if he can get more time. I don't think he's going to get more time, but I'd love it if he could get more time. The rest of these guys are just kind of fill-ins, and they do what is to be needed. Deep leagues, you might want to look at Dalen Terry. He had 10 minutes. He got a rebound, assist, steal, and a block. 1-1-1-1. No shots. Well, he took 3 and he didn't make them. But that'd be for deeper, deeper leagues if you need some extra guard depth on your team. The Timberwolves just steamrolled these guys. It was just barbecue chicken, like I said. I mean, these guys didn't have to do much, and they cooked up some people actually cooked up some good lines. You had 17-5-14, crazy double-double from Julius Randle with the steal on 6 of 11 shooting, 5-6 from the field. And Edwards had 23-2-4, still in the block, 2 triples, no turnovers. Thanks, brother. That's good. Crazy shooting, 69%, 9-13 from the field. He just had 3 or 4 from the free throw line. Actually, I can let that one go. But this, like, high volume, like, you shoot 12 free throws and you make, like, 8 of them, bro? Like, that hurts. I think, to be fair, he might be a bit of a buy low off of his free throw percent alone, because there's no way he just drops to like a 70% guy. It could be tired legs. Totally understand. He's been in, then he was out, then he had that foot management, and he's coming back in. It should correct itself. But once that corrects itself, I think he might actually be a bona fide first round player this year. He's right there already. It's like right there. You had 9 and 10 with 4 blocks. Oh, and a steal. And an assist from Rudy Gobert on 4-5 shooting. He just destroyed the free throws, 1-4, understandable. And Jaden McDaniels is also a bit of a buy low because this dude's doing nothing. 7 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 triple, 3-9 from the field. What is this, bro? We're the defensive stats, and that's the problem. That's where you buy low at. You might better get him for, like, you could probably send a top 110 player, maybe top 100. You might better snag Jaden for cheap. Naz Reid, bro, what is this? He cooked. He was the one that actually came out like the winner. 33 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 6 triples, 11-18 from the field, 5-5 from the free throw line. Banger game, bro. In 26 minutes, that's huge. He's back, man. And he doesn't need these guys to be out anymore. He's just like is thriving in this role. That's good to see. That's dope to see. Jalen Clark had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals in the block. That's noticeable. 4-7 shooting from the field and 3-3 from the free throw line in 18 minutes. That's good in 18 minutes. I think he's more of a deeper league play. Bones Highland had 12 points, steal in the block, and 1 triple on 5-8 shooting, 1-1 from the field in 14 minutes. Deeper league play. These guys are doing well. And lastly, Dante DiVincenzo had 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 triples on 4 of 10 shooting. I think I like them to do a little bit more, but I'll take what I can get. Good stuff from all those guys. They didn't really need to do much. Naz Reid had it in his bag today. Real quick, before we continue on with the rest of the games, if you are watching from the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the legends, Doc and Brew, these guys, I mean, you know them way better than I do, and what they do. And you like what you see over here at the Box Score Breakdown side between from me and William and Spill on Twitter, make sure you follow them on Twitter. And also, make sure you follow the show, like, subscribe, YouTube, Spotify. You find us on our Ethos NBA Twitter page, as well as the podcast on Apple. And if you find us anywhere else, please let me know. I'd just like to know. I'd be interested. But if you like, we're doing all the action right after the games, Monday through Friday. Just so you know, we do have a shortened schedule this week. You have me actually today and tomorrow on my usual day. And then we will be on break because of the new year, of course, and we'll be back on Friday. But if you like the action and want to hear more about it, make sure you give us a follow. I would love to have you stick around. All right, back to the action. Pacers just getting cooked. Why am I not surprised? 126-119 over the Houston Rockets. We'll talk about the Pacers. Just so you know, Johnny Furphy started, but he did not finish. Neesmith moved into the starting lineup over Furphy. Johnny Furphy had 9 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal on 4-5 shooting, 1 triple, and he misses only free throw. He only played 20 minutes. And then they move Aaron Neesmith in the starting lineup, who finished with 14-3-3 in the block on 4 triples, 5-8 from the field. It's good to see him shooting, like starting off strong shooting, because he was shooting like 37% from the field before he went down. It is starting to get better towards closer to the injury. And hopefully he can stay. It's not going to be this hot, but hopefully he can stay up closer to that like 48, 49 range that we're used to seeing from him. Although he may be asked to do a bit more. It is Nat Halliburton just diming him up. So it might drop a little lower than that. Jay Huff had 8 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 3 of 8 from the field. I know it is getting a little harder to hold him because he's like doing less. And that was the thing. He's like a glorified block specialist. I would just hold if you need the block specifically, but if you find someone that you know is going to put up better value, oh, this is a good one. If Valanciunas was going to be in his role for like the next 4 weeks, I might take him over Jay Huff. That might be a perfect example. Otherwise, you just hold Jay Huff, especially if you need the blocks. Pascal Siakam had 23, 4, and 4 with a steal, 1 triple, 8 of 16 from the field. Just bad free throws, 6 of 10. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You just suck at free throws this year. You had 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Wow, you have 4 assists out of Benedict Mathurin. Okay. 5 of 11 from the field, 3 triples, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Cool. Just take what it is. He's just kind of like a low back end guy. I think people glorify the scoring, as we've talked before, and probably overdrafted him, but it's okay, man. At this point in the season, I'm pretty sure you got better players on your team that you can worry about. Andrew Nembhard didn't shoot well. He had 11, 1 assist. Oh, sorry, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 3 steals, like the 3 steals. 2 triples, cool. You kind of make up for it. He just shot 4-13 from the field and 1-2 from the free throw line. Just not his best game overall. Besides that, you had 12 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal out of Jairus Walker. 2 triples, and he shot good, 5-7 from the field. I will take that any day, especially if you're shooting well. The rest of these guys did absolutely nothing. Let's go ahead and check on the Houston Rockets. Kevin Durant's balling, man. 30.6 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, 2 triples, 65% ethical hoops because he only took 3 free throws. He missed one, actually, 2 or 3 from the free throw line. But 13 to 20 from the field, ethical hoops. Love that. Jabari Smith, good double-double from him. This is a great double-double. 21, 10, and 2 assists and 3 blocks, 3 triples? Yo. I think he's sitting around the top 100. He's been solid, man. He's been solid. I probably should have been a little higher on him. 8 of 16 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Steven Adams. Oh, dude, Steven Adams went down. Holy moly, man. What a day. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 of 4 shooting, 2 of 6 from the field for Steven Adams. Sigh. Sadness. Tari Eason had 28 minutes in this one, still in the starting lineup. 13-8, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple, 5-8 from the field, and he hit his free throws. Good job. I don't know if you guys can hear me clap, but I don't know. I got excited. I have him on a couple of my rosters, and I picked him up wherever I could find because he is going to go on quite the run. And now they need even more rebounding. He's probably going to stay in the starting lineup. Amen Thompson at 28-7 with a block. There we go. There he is. Look at this, dude. 6-9 from the field, 8-8 from the free throw line. What? We don't count him out yet. We still got about like 40 more games left of the season as far as the fantasy season goes, if you timed it correctly. Hey, man, that's what you want to see. The rest of these guys, yeah, Reece Sheppard off the bench, who had 13 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple, 6-12 shooting, good shooting. You like to see more threes, but that's fine, man. We're nitpicking. His game translates really well to fantasy, and that is what matters. Nobody really did anything. Technically, you might want to think about Clint Capella if Alperen Gunsan going to get out. He's the next backup center. 6.7 rebounds, 1 assist on 3 of 4 shooting, and he misses only free throw, especially in deeper leagues. He might have some value now because I don't know how long Steven Adams is going to be out. But if he is out long, then Clint Capella is next man up as far as the center rotation goes. Besides that, that's pretty much it. Good win from Houston Rockets. No Sengun, no problem. This is kind of fun. I got a chance to watch a little bit of this one. The New York Knicks beat the New Orleans Pelicans 130-125. We had some interesting lines from the Pelicans, man. Zion moved back into the starting lineup. He played 29 minutes, y'all. And he scored 32 points. What's going on? 32, 5, and 2. 2 steals, 2 blocks on 69% shooting. 11 to 16 to be exact. And 10 to 12 from the free throw line. I'd sell high. I'd sell high. I'd love this. Oh, man. It's just hard to trust it with his health, man. It's so hard. I love the fact that Zion could do this. And it's never a question of Zion as like a talent and a prospect and how much like value he could dish out in a matter of mere seconds. It's the fact that his hamstring could give it any time, just as it has, just as it could. Doesn't mean it will, but it could happen. If you want, if you can get out under this right now and go get like a top 40 player, I would take it in a heartbeat, personally. I would. Maybe hard, but I think it's worth considering. If not, you just want to enjoy it, hey, man, I totally understand too. Especially if it's like fits your build type of thing. Sadiq Bey, what is this, dude? 26 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 4 triples. Sadiq Bey taking 21. He took the most shots on the team, by the way. Sadiq Bey is taking 21 shots, 9 of 21 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. You just roll with it. I mean, he looks good, though. He looks way better than he has in previous years, and I would have never thought Sadiq Bey would have been the guy that New Orleans is going to drive minutes under, but hey, man, it's working, at least for him. Trey Murphy at 21, 6 and 2, 5 triples, 50% from the field. This elite, he's been really good. Like, he's been so good under the radar good. He's like top 20, and he's just kind of cruising. He increased his steal rate this season. The efficiency is through the roof right now, and I think maybe it could come down. Because it's just no way he's going to be, like, shooting 54% and be shooting 50% from three. Like, oh, man, I don't think you're prime Steph Curry, brother. Not yet. He's really good. And, I mean, I think he's a lock for – I really think he's a lock for top 25 or better this season. Not a good shooting night, though, for Derrick Queen, who had 7, 9, and 5, 1 steal, 2 block. You like that he did everything else. He just shot 3 of 13. Sucks. And 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Jeremiah Fears at 22 minutes, 4 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. By the way, there was no Jose Alvarado. And guess who got more minutes over him? It may be because he shot better. Jordan Poole did shoot better. But I don't know if you need to hold Jeremiah Fears. That's definitely not a good sign if he's still getting low minutes. And there was no Jose Alvarado because he's suspended. Ugh, I don't know, man. Speaking of Jordan Poole, he had 26 points. Oh, here goes. Pool party time. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 4 triples, 7 of 14 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Yeah, that's some real Jordan Poole S lines. He took the last shot of the game. That was terrible, putrid shot. I don't even know why they put the ball in his hands in that moment. But we know he gets hot. We know he likes to score. So you should absolutely make sure that he is starting when he plays. He looks like he might be going on a heater. Interesting, you got 24 minutes out of Kevon Looney, who had 2 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. This is deep. Super deep leagues. If this continues, I would not consider this in a 12-teamer. And 1 of 3 from the field shooting. Nobody else really did anything. And make sure you drop Eve Missy because he's not that guy. Next, we will go on to the New York Knicks. The usual guys balled. Good to see Deuce McBride back in the lineup. He had 14, 3, and 2 with a steal, 2 triples, 4 of 8 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Cool. That's a lot in 18 minutes. But that's good. That's good to see that he's back in the lineup. I think he's more 14-team league guy. Of course, when he came back, guess whose minutes dropped? Tyler Kolek. He had 7 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 triples, and 2 of 4 shooting. And that was my only fear. I was like, yeah, but I don't think Miles McBride is going to all of a sudden fall behind Tyler Kolek in the rotation. And I think I was right here. Sucks, man, but it's the truth. We'll go ahead and check on the starters. Jalen Brunson, 28, 3 and 10, 5 triples, 10 of 23 from the field, 43%, whatever. But he's made all his free throws. He's rolling right now, dude. Just keep rolling with it. Like, it's good to see that Jalen Brunson is just, he's just that guy now, man. He's super consistent. Miles Bridges had an interesting game. 6 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Wow, that's weird. He only took 5 shots, though. He basically did Josh Hart's job. Interesting, huh? Karl-Anthony Towns had 12 and 12, double-double with 4 assists and 2 blocks and 2 triples. I like it. You probably want more scoring out of him. He only took 9 shots, 4 of 9 from the field and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. But, like, at least he did kind of everything else but just the big points. Mohamed Diawara, bro, I don't know what this is. 18 points in 18 minutes. To be even more exact, 18 points in 17 minutes and 49 seconds. Wow, okay. 1 rebound, 2 steals, 4 of 4 shooting from deep, and 7 of 9 from the field. This is a hot shooting night. I would not buy into this. Don't bite. Don't go rush and grab this, man. Just let it be. And OG Anunoby, big line from him. 23-11, 1 assist, 3 steals, 1 block, 1 triple. He just had a rough shooting night. 8 of 22 from the field, but he did give you 6-6 from the free throw line. Cool. Thanks, brother. I will take that. New York Knicks, I mean, one of the top teams in the East. They may finish number one. I can see it happening. Unless Detroit finds a way to pick up the slack that they have been dropping. We knew this is going to be barbecue chicken. The score looks way closer than the game actually was, though. 140 OKC wins it over ATL, the Hawks, 129. This team had nobody. They had no Jalen Johnson and Trae Young. Yeah, man, this is lunch for the Thunder, real lunch. What that means is that Nikhil Alexander-Walker moved into the starter lineup and put up a banger game. This is what you would want from him in a moment like this. And this is exactly why you hold. 34-5. Yes, a 30 ball. 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 6 triples, 11 of 24 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Sign me up. Let's keep him on your rosters. He's going to have a role all season, whether you believe it or not. It's not going to always be this good. It's not always going to be as bad when he was shooting like 11%. But he's going to be fine. Top 100, probably when these guys are around. He was sitting in that top 70, top 60 range when Trey was out. It's going to be fine. It's going to be just okay. Dyson Daniels, he did a little bit more too. 13.6 rebounds, 7 dimes, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I love that from him. 6-13 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. Onyeka Okongwu had 26-14-6. Woo, I love it. He did Jalen Johnson's job. 1 steal, 3 triples, 8 of 16 from the field, 7-8 from the free throw line. He basically did like Jalen Johnson's job for the day. Wow. And as I always like to preach, Zachary Richardson said he played 22 minutes with these guys out and gave you 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block. He gave 4 triples. I'll give him that. 4-9 from the field. You don't roster him in 12 team league. You don't need to. But you don't. You don't. You don't. Sad. I would want him to be better. Now, trade rumors going around. If he moves to a different place, I totally understand grabbing him and seeing where it goes. But I don't think you need to roster him in 12th leagues. Vic Krejci had 18 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples, 7-14 from the field. He got the spot start today. And he did pretty well. I'd take that any day. Luke Kennard also got a chance to do more. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists and a steal, 3 triples, 4-8 from the field. You like that? He was getting a lot of run more when Trae Young was out, and he was kind of getting that boost as it went up. At the totem pole, everybody moved him. Totem pole, he moved up himself. But when those guys come back, he'll probably go back to his lower minute role at most. Asunul got extra minutes on the court. He had 20 minutes. He had 9-2 and a steal, 2 assists and a steal, 2 triples, 3-8 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Not his best, but he'd been playing well, and I just want to continue to keep an eye on to see how he develops. We'll go ahead and check on the OKC Thunder. I mean, like I said, this is basically lunch. Some crazy lines, dude. Cason Wallace had 17-7-3 with 2 steals and a block and 5 triples on 75% shooting. What? He's still streamer, but that's a good line, man. If you held, hey, you take it. Chet Holmgren had 24-10-2 with 2 blocks, 2 triples, 9-14 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Bang. Good line. Jalen Williams had 28-7, a steal and a block on 47% shooting from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. Bang. Good line. Lou Dort is just there to cause havoc and hurt people. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 triple, 22% from the field. Do not roster him, please. He literally is just there to hurt people and cause fouls. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, Mr. Consistent. 39-6-6, 2 steals, 2 triples, 15-24 from the field, 7-7 from the free throw line. This is what he does. You had a good game from Alex Caruso. I love this from him. 16-8-2 with 2 steals. 2 triples, 7-8 from the field. He had a crazy shooting day. This is, like I said, this game looks close, but it was not close. By the way, A.J. Mitchell did play today. He had 10 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. I love defensive stats. 3-8 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Totally understand if you want to hold him at the back end of your 12th team roster. You don't need to, especially if there's somebody bailed on the waiver wire. But, he's doing enough, and I think he at least deserves somewhat of a roster spot. Last two games of the day, we're almost out of here. We're moving at a good pace. I figured it'd be close to an hour of the show. Yeah, man, look at the Cavs. Okay, they honestly needed to win a game like this. They needed to win against a strong team to say, like, hey, we got to get back on track because they look like dog water. And as a person that's from Ohio, I would want better for them. Actually, I don't like all the teams in Ohio, but I like the Cavs. They're pretty solid. I'll give them respect. They win it 113-101 over the San Antonio Spurs. We'll go ahead and check on the Spurs first. Wimby, just doing Wimby things. 26-14-3, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 7-16 from the field, 10-12 from the free throw line in 27 minutes, by the way. Yep, just keep having patience. He'll get back up to 32 and start putting up those ridiculously, like, unreal looking lines. Just be patient. Steph Castle had 15-4-8 with a steal. His bad shooting finally had to come around. He was shooting too hot. I'm being completely honest with you. He was shooting way too hot. 5-6 in the free throw line. Issy gave you a good night at the free throw stripe. De'Aaron Fox is really struggling right now. I would buy low on De'Aaron Fox, but don't expect like that top 30 run that he was going to have. I think he's probably going to be around top 60. That's probably where he stays. He's sitting top 60 on the year right now, but he's been bad, dude. He's been like top 100 as of recent. 14 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 4-13 from the field, 5-6 in the free throw line. He's not number 2, though. Unfortunately, I don't think he is, really. I think it is Stephon Castle, which I get it. I mean, they have 2 rookies in a year in a row, and they're kind of balling. Fox is there. Fox is like your like trump card. When it all goes wrong, you can expect Fox to clutch it out. But I don't think he's really like the de facto number 2. I think it's Stephon Castle. And that's what kind of hurts the value. We know Fox is very good, but it's more so that the Spurs are prioritizing their young talent, which they should. They absolutely should for the future. Speaking of young talent, you had Dylan Harper, who had 17 minutes and gave you 11-4-1 with a steal, 1 triple, 5-11 from the field. He's missed both his free throw shots. He's going to need all the prioritization he can get. This is more so for dynasty leagues. He's going to be good, man. I'm telling you. Luke Kennett, I think he belongs on 12-team rosters. Luke Kennett gave you 10-9-3 with a steal on the block, 3-4 shooting, 4-4 from the free throw line, especially if you need a big man that can shoot free throws. In 23 minutes, I think he probably, once it all settles, he's probably going to be closer to 20 minutes because he does cross over with Wemby a little bit. They do like the double big lineup, and I think that's enough for him. He does his game profiles very well, especially if you need a low-end big man stats. And yeah, we do got to talk about Devin Vassell, who is just like there now. 7 points, 4 rebounds, 1 triple, 3-10 shooting. You don't need to roster him in 12-team leagues. I don't think you do. And I think it's going to get really bad when everyone's at full power. You got 32 minutes and 34 for Fox and Castle, respectively, and you still got Wemby ramping up. And he got 10 shots. He did shoot bad. I'll give him that. But he did nothing. He got 4 rebounds. That's it. That's not a good sign. You can hold and just hope one of these guys get injured. But, like, his role is going to get reduced to really bad when everyone's running at full go. We'll go ahead and check on the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, the hero of the day was not Donovan Mitchell. The hero of the day was Jared Allen. And Jared Allen needed a game like this. 27 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, 11-21 from the field, 5-7 from the free throw line in 28 minutes. His minutes have been trending down. That's been a thing since last season, though, if you got a chance to watch the Cavs. And it had been happening this season. He needed a game like this. I think he's still important to their success as a team. He won't be doing this a lot. He's probably still going to float around the top 100 like he is. But it's good to see him have a good line. Evan Mobley, the minutes are ramping up. He's almost at 29. 16-7-2 with 3 blocks. 7-13 from the field. 2-2 from the free throw line. Yeah, buddy, he's coming. Top 30 is on the way. It's coming. Darius Garland, the assister, coming in abundance. Love that. 15-5-11 with a steal, 1 triple, 5-13 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. In 31 minutes like that, he's doing good, man. We just hope that toe doesn't do something crazy on the basketball court. Donovan Mitchell, rough shooting night, man. He only shot 25%, 3-12 from the field. But he at least started to give you a little something. 10 points, 2 rebounds, 7 dimes, 3 steals, 2 triples, 2-2 from the field. I wouldn't care about it. He's still a first rounder. And lastly, we'll talk about the two. Actually, there's a couple guys we got to talk about. Neandre Under had a good game off the bench. 11-9-2, 2 steals, 2 triples, 4-9 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. You can roster him as a back-end guy. Although, like I said, if anything comes better, you absolutely can drop him. Sam Merrill had a bad shooting night. 5 points, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 triple, 1-6 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. If he's not shooting good, then everything else is going to look like crap. We do know that. Jalen Tyson. This is a guy everybody wants to know about. Jalen Tyson had 21 minutes. I don't like the fact that the minutes are low, but he's a good like permanent producer. And I understand if you wanted to hold him, especially if you could stash the guy if you had like a bigger bench. I understand if you definitely want to hold him because when his numbers called, like he puts up numbers. I like this in his 21 minutes that he played. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 3 triples, 4-8 shooting. I mean, that's a fantastic permanent producer. So I totally understand you roster him in 12-team leagues. definitely deeper leagues, he needs to be rostered everywhere. But in 12-team leagues, I totally understand if you did want to roster him. Good stuff from the Cavs. Hope we didn't get back on track. Last game of the day, guys. We're almost out of here. The Portland Trailblazers, they get a win over the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks, I think they said, won 6 out of the previous 8, and then they've lost like 5 of the last 6 now. Some games have been with Anthony Davis. Some games have been with like crazy opponents. I don't know, man. I don't know. This doesn't bode well for the value of certain players on their teams. But hey, man, maybe they'll. It's still early enough for these teams to go on a run and make the plan. We'll go ahead and check on the Dallas Mavericks. Cooper Flagg had like his first bad shooting night in forever. Like, I would not panic on this. And he did everything else. 15, 6, and 8, 3 steals and a block and a triple. Like, bro, that's what you want. That's what all the good players do in fantasy. They're shooting bad. They just go fill up the stat line everywhere else. That's exactly what he did. He just shot 6-20 from the field. Ouch. And 2-2 from the free throw line. He had both his free throws. I'll take it. PJ Washington had a blah game. He had been really good, man. PJ Washington was putting up like top 60 numbers recently. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 1 triple, 3 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Daniel Gafford stepped up in a big way. This is definitely what you want to see with Daniel Gafford. And if he's able to ball like this, grab him immediately. Don't waste time. Go get him right now. 17 and 10 with a steal and 3 blocks. Big numbers. I don't know. We don't know what's going on. They said Anthony Davis might miss a few games. Technically, now it's been 2. That's technically quantifies as a few. So he could be back next game. But if not, man, it's Daniel Gafford to the moon. He shot 7-9 from the field and 3-4 from the free throw line. I'll take that any day. And he had foul trouble and did all that. Wow. The big one of the day was Max Christie, man. He had a good shot today. He just couldn't miss. 25 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 triples, 8 of 12 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Cool, dope. I think he's worth rostering, especially given what's going on with the Mavericks right now. He's not always going to shoot that good, but it's worth taking a shot. He's a good shooter. We know that for sure. You can drop Ryan Nembhard. He only had 2 rebounds and 6 assists. Yeah, he missed all the shots. You don't have to hold him. You don't have to hold him. It's like I said, it's going to be a toss-up between him and Brandon Williams. Brandon Williams had the better game today, 22-3-4 with the steal, 8-12 shooting, 6-6 on the free throw line. It's not always going to be that good with Brandon Williams. He just got hot, and we know that he can do this. If you wanted to roster one that's going to be more scorer, who probably has a better floor, is probably Brandon Williams. If you want to have roster one has more assists and can kind of have those hotter moments, it's probably going to be Ryan Nembhard. Or you could just roster neither and find somebody that's a little bit more stable. Najee Marshall at 17-7-4 off the bench with 1 triple, 7-12 from the field, and 2 of 3 from the free throw line. That's still good. He's doing enough to be rostered too, especially to have a role for him. Deeper leagues, you could always look at the shooting of Klay Thompson, who had 14 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples, 5-12 from the field. He just nuked your free throw. Jeez, bro, weren't you like a 90% shooter at some point? A little depressing. Lastly, we'll check on the last team of the day. The Portland Trailblazers get it done. The rookie, man, Caleb Love. That's a couple good games in a row. 24-3-2, 6 triples. What? He's kind of hooping, man. I think this is directly tied to Jrue Holiday. Or if Scoot even exists. I don't even know if he exists anymore, man. I didn't even see him on the bench. But this is directly tied to Jrue Holiday. If he's not going to always shoot this good, but he's been shooting. He's had a couple good performances. If you want to take a chance on it, even in 12-team leagues, especially if you need like some guard stat or some triples, he might be someone to look at. 24 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 triples, 8 of 15 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. That's nice. It's a good game. Denny Avdia, a huge line, 27-9-11, 2 steals, 1 triple, 9 of 18 from the field. Oh, here he goes. He had his little nuke your free throw day, 8 of 12. It's either, oh, my God, you shot 14 of 15, or, oh, my God, you shot 50% on high volume. Like, come on, man. Please, man, like, be merciful to us. You had a nice 24-5-5 with a steal and 2 triples from Shaedon Sharpe. He just shot poorly, but he gave you good free throws today. 9-23 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Donovan Clingan had 18-11. He's been playing like, he was playing like 34, 35 minutes. I was actually highly impressed. He only got 28 in this one, but it was enough to get the job done. 18-11 in assists, 2 triples, 8-10 from the field. Cool. Tumani Kamara gave you like 2 back-to-back 24 performances, and then he went back to Tumani Kamara. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 triples, 3-7 from the field. Either way, given his recent play, he dealt with foul trouble in this game, so the minutes are low. Don't have to worry about it. Given his recent play, I think he's moving in the right direction. Sidy Sissoko got the start at small forward. There's no Jeremy Grant yet. The Achilles is a little troublesome, bro. Like, can we get like a timetable? Is he close? 6.5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 1 triple. He just shot terrible. He shot absolutely atrocious. 1 of 8 from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line. I think that's someone you only consider in deeper leagues. And is that it from these guys? Yeah, that's it. You had a Rob Williams who gave you 8-8 in the block. He's a good low-end center if you want a roster. Great, great field goal percentage, 80%. And Ryan Rupier had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists and a block, 1 triple on 4 of 9 shooting from the field. Good stuff from the Trailblazers. They always play hard. Their record doesn't reflect their actual prowess on the court. But they actually got the W here on TV, too, on Prime TV, on national TV. So that's good for them. We did it. All 11 games, some absurd injuries, some crazy lines, and just a lot of good basketball. We are almost done with 2025. You will see me tomorrow, so we'll do more of a wrap-up tomorrow. Until then, good luck with your matchups. I hope that you're doing well in all your leagues, and we will be seeing you tomorrow. Thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown, brought to you by FanDuel. My name is Tim. Once again, see you guys soon. Cheers.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.